is the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray together and ask the Lord to bless the camp tonight. I don't see any counselors here yet, at least. I don't know what they're doing down there, if they have a meeting tonight or a bunk worship, I don't know what. But let's pray for them all. And the cottagers also, they'll probably, if not, I don't know what time they go to bed either, but let's just pray right now that Jesus will come to them. We've been praying that every day since we've been here. And I believe the Lord answers prayer. I believe the Lord answers those prayers, the specific ones for the cottagers and villagers. And I know it's been on many of your hearts, these children, that the Lord will come to them. And Father, once again tonight, we want to bring them to you, Lord, and ask that you will bless them and work in their hearts. Lord, I don't know every child here, but Lord, you do. Perhaps there's a boy or a girl on these grounds that hasn't yet opened their heart to you. And Lord, they should. They know they should. Maybe you've spoken to them. Maybe you've dealt with them, and they've resisted you. They haven't really given their heart over to Jesus. Lord, help them before they go away from camp to let you into their hearts. Lord, you love the little children. You said, suffer them not to come unto me. Forbid them not. For of such is the kingdom of heaven. And Lord, you love these children, and you love everyone here at camp, and we also, and we pray your best for everyone. Bless their counselors tonight, Lord. Strengthen them. Work through them. Dear Jesus, this last day and a half, we pray, Lord, that you will wrap up the work that you've begun, that you would solidify the things that these children have been taught in hearing. Lord, let not one thing fail of what you have ordained for them during this time they've been at camp. And we thank you for it, Lord. We believe you're working in them, and you'll continue to. That bus or the cars drive off these grounds, and then, Lord, we have every confidence that you'll continue the work that you've begun. We believe it. We ask it in your precious name, and we thank you for it. Amen. Now, as Brother Paul was playing the organ before the meeting, I was sitting here and I was thinking, I wonder what our favorite song would be. And that's a hard question to answer, is it not? Yeah. Your favorite hymn? You could probably, some of you, narrow it down to your top 100 or maybe even more. And any given day, at any given time, one of those might be your favorite song. But what would your favorite hymn be if you had to pick just one hymn? Number 12. All right, easy does it. I heard number 12, Brother Lyon, the great is thy faithfulness. I heard Amazing Grace, did somebody say?
Victory through grace.
Victory through grace. Brother Bob, you were saying something.
Yeah, great is thy faithfulness.
You too? Okay. And
the love of God.
Wait a minute now. Oh, okay, yes.
Make me a blessing.
That's your favorite?
One of my favorites.
Okay, what, yes, Sister.
What a friend we have.
What a friend we have in Jesus, yes.
I have one I have never heard in camp, but it's in the book, Sing Unto God.
Oh, we'll sing that sometime before you leave. That's not my favorite or our favorite. I can't even sing that in our church because you have to find an organist or a pianist that can play it before you can sing it. But we will sing that and hold me to it. Sister Marianne.
Near to the heart of God.
You like that? I like that too. I like, yes, Sister Carmen. I will pour water on him with everyone that is thirsty. That's going to be in the next camp book maybe, right, Brother Paul? I don't know. We'll see. Sister Monica?
Channels only.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. What?
The love of God.
They're all different, yes.
Amazing Grace.
That's two for Amazing Grace, and that's two for Great is Thy Faithfulness. Yes?
I'm not sure about the ancient, is all my vision?
Fill all my vision, Savior divine, till with thy glory and my spirit. No. Da, 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 da. What's that tune called?
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. Be thou my vision. Be thou my vision. Yes?
It's
such a simple chorus, right?
But
Yeah, that's interesting. Very nice. Well, that covers a lot of songs, and they're all, every one that you mentioned, I think almost everyone, they're all, except Sing Unto God, they're all my favorites. I like Sing Unto God too, I'm just kidding. But let's sing together number 12. Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Number 12. Privilege tonight to have Sister Edith speak to us about certain hymns that she has chosen. I'm sure that she could probably just get up and tell us the stories behind all the hymns that you mentioned as your favorites. I could do that for a lot of them because I had a calendar one year and I ripped off about a paragraph page and it gave me 365 hymns to think about. And so I can tell you very little about very few of these different hymns that you mentioned. Sister Edith can tell you a lot more. And I think that you know enough to know that the stories behind many of the hymns that we sing are precious. And in knowing the stories behind them, it even, to me at least, makes the hymn that much more real and precious to me. To know why it was that Newell wrote at Calvary, and to know why it was that Spafford wrote it as well with My Soul, and others, and so on and so on. And you've all heard those stories, I'm sure, before. But they're precious. The hymns are precious. The people who wrote them, many of them, are precious souls that God has given to the church. And these hymns are gifts that God has given to the church. And so it's good for us to be able to know something about them. And we don't, perhaps most of us or many of us, we don't know enough about these writings and these hymns. And so, as I say, we're glad Sister Edith can be here. And while we sing that last verse, I'm just going to ask her to come and speak to us what the Lord has laid upon her heart for us this evening. Let's sing that last stanza of Great is Thy Faithfulness. Pardon for sin.